Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitted all day.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, this is Evangelist, this is Evangelist Luella Simpson, along with her husband, which is me, probably coming to you. On the behalf of Jesus Christ, praise him, praise him, praise him. Pray, baby, pray.
God, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad
in. Lord.
Bless all the sick, shed in, nursing home, hospital, from the crown of the head to the soul.
Yes, Lord, yes,
we
Lord.
We speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the backslider, drug addict, prostitute, get out of my mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. All
yes.
The saints, children of mine to be saved.
Yes.
We're crying out for soul one by one, name by name. You know they is, Jesus. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you. One by one in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. We glad to be here one more time.
Amen.
On this first Sunday in December. Oh, thank God for Jesus. And the message this morning is that same Jesus.
Same Jesus.
I said the same Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Acts 1 and 11, it said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up, good God, unto heaven? That same Jesus, that same Jesus, I'm going to say it again,
amen.
That same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner, as ye have seen him go unto heaven. That after Jesus spoke to him and told him you shall receive power, after the Holy Ghost will come up on you. And while he was speaking, he was saying, you're going to be witness to me, both in Judea, both in Jerusalem. You're going to be witness to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then he said, go and shout now. And as he was speaking, hallelujah, that he was caught up, going on up into heaven, which is a beautiful sight. And then the angel said, why gaze ye up? That same Jesus that you see going up, don't come back again. I'm here to tell you this morning, that same Jesus is down here today. That same Jesus dwelling in the one that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Same Jesus is still healing and still delivering. That same Jesus is still taking people off of crack cocaine. Hallelujah. That same Jesus is turning the whole monger into a sanctified holy man. That same Jesus turning the street woman, hallelujah, into a holy sanctified woman. That same Jesus, good God Almighty, that walked on the water. That same Jesus, good God Almighty, fed the 5,000. That same Jesus telling you and me, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke, good God Almighty. I shout to her, take my yoke upon me and learn to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That same Jesus, telling
Jesus.
Me, being you every day, he with you now.
Amen.
And actually, he gonna be with you always, even to the end of the earth. That same Jesus, Acts 2 and 36. It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assured that God had made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That same Jesus is telling people to repent. He told one group of hypocrites, repent. Yes, you're going to lack wine, papers. Good God
of mine.
Then that same Jesus said, believe on the Lord, have the strength to have saved. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That same Jesus letting us know you got to be holy. all down through the scriptures. You got to be holy.
Holy.
That same Jesus.
Amen.
Open up the blind eyes. That same Jesus raised the dead. He stopped the funeral. He's the only man I know that stopped the funeral. The woman was
Amen.
Going to bury her only son. Jesus stopped the funeral and tucked at the coffin, and the boy got up. Good God, my. That same Jesus is still working miracles.
Amen.
That same Jesus, Hashatta, is still opening up the deaf ears. That same
Amen.
Jesus still casting out devils, because he gave you power, and he gave me power to cast out devils. That's why he said in St. Luke 10 and 19, hallelujah, behold, I give you power to thread, that means walk, upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing by, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing
Thank
by enemy
Jesus.
Shall hurt you. And so if you got the Holy Ghost, you got power over the devil. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got power to, hallelujah, to lay hand on the sick.
Amen.
If you got the Holy Ghost, you got power to raise the dead. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got power to open up the blind eye. That same Jesus,
Amen.
Hallelujah, still hallelujah, in control. That same Jesus, sitting high and look lower. He done went back to the Father, where he belongs. Somebody said, well, how can Jesus and God it be the same? Let me explain. First John and 1 explain to you real good. He said,
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. And the Word was God.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. And that same Word was in the flesh and walked the earth for 32 years. That same
Bring
Jesus.
That.
Somebody said, well, who is Jesus? Jesus is God. Jesus is Lord. God is a mystery. Great is the mystery. God spoke the Word, and the Word became flesh and got in
Amen.
The Virgin Mary's belly, and she had him and birthed him. And Jesus came on the scene. God is that same Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Forgive us of our sin.
Yes, Lord.
That same Jesus.
The
hallelujah.
Word. The
spirit. I made clay and put on the blind man's eye, and the man came seeing. That same Jesus is waiting now and knocking on your door. That same Jesus is knocking.
Yes.
He said, behold, I knock.
Yes, Lord.
If any man come in, and if any man let me in, I come in and stop me.
Yes.
You got to let him in.
Yes.
That's what you got to repent.
Preach that.
And get baptized.
In the name
get baptized.
Of Jesus.
And get baptized.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. That same Jesus, Hashatna, is a rewarder to those who seek him. That same Jesus, I'll pay you back now. If you don't forgive me, he can't forgive you. That same Jesus said, vision is mine, said the Lord.
Amen.
I will repent. Everything coming down. Everything coming down. They're not of God. Everything coming down. They're not of the Lord. And the house of the body against itself can't stand. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I'm your boy shot now.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm shot now. Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man, no woman come to me.
Yes,
I know man come to the Father except to come through me. That same Jesus.
Same
hit it,
Jesus.
Baby. Hit it.
Same Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, speaking in tongue. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the holy God. We got to be holy every day of our life.
Yes.
Go to bed holy, get up holy all day long.
Yes.
Tell my people I'm coming.
Yes.
Tell them take on my name. Get baptized in my name
yes.
because he died for you.
Yes.
He waiting when it's over.
Amen. Same Jesus. Hallelujah. He waiting with his arm wide open, telling me and you, you can be saved. Ain't you Jesus? That same Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And if you read that, you'll pick it up in Acts 2:38. He said, repent and get baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin. That same Jesus, he said he's a healer. Why you wrap your child up and run to the emergency? When you got the Holy Ghost, you both you can pray. Ain't you, Jesus? Ain't no sense in sinning for the MT or whatever that thing is. They come get you, and if you got power, they lay hands and rebuke sickness and bind whatever it is. That same Jesus gave you power over strokes and every heart Jesus gave you power over pneumonia and the flu and the COVID-19. That same Jesus gave you power. God about that same Jesus ain't up shop now. Ain't gonna stand for nothing but the righteousness. He's a rising God. He's a holy God. He's a red-night God. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time for y'all to come on with me, get out of those britches and stop wearing that old tight britches. Can't out of walk.
Mm-hmm.
Cover up yourself. Look like a holy woman, man of God.
Uh-huh.
Cover up your feet. Stop walking around here bare-legged. God said, be holy. You got to be holy. Tell my people are coming. He said, take on his name. He loves you. We love you. We cry out for your soul. Oh, stop biting back. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop shacking. Stop doing everything not like God. God is calling for holy. I tell you, God is a good God, and I love him more and more every day, and I won't take it back.
Yeah.
Down through the years, he's been good to me, and I'm going to praise him every chance I get.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, I thank you for everything you already done.
Uh-huh.
These women, it's time to dress holy. Cover up your bosom.
Yes, Lord.
Cover up yourself.
Yes.
Look like a holy woman, man of God. God calling for holiness. He's holy to hell. Take on them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God is awesome, God.
Amen.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Say it.
I can't nobody do you like
nobody.
Jesus. Can't find nobody like
Jesus. Can't find nobody.
There's none like him.
None like him.
I tell you, he's awesome, God.
Amen.
Everything you need is in Jesus.
Amen.
It's time to come on, get saved.
Come on, come on, get saved.
Time wind up. Come on, get saved. We love you. We cried out for your soul Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
That's same Jesus. That's same Jesus said in Matthew 5:5-14,
you
are a light on the world.
Yes,
a city that is set on a hill cannot
Jesus.
Be here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And the 15th verse said, hallelujah. I'm jumping down here. The Matthew 5:16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father
which is in
heaven. The same Jesus. Said we got
same
to walk
Jesus.
Up right.
Amen.
The same Jesus. Said we got to talk right and dress right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Women that got you all painted up. Your light is
thank
dim.
You, Jesus.
I ain't saying downtown you wouldn't say, but you done dim your light. How can your light shine when you're dimming up with all that makeup, all that powder and paint, all that jewelry hanging, hair dipping all kind of color? Honey, you done dim that light.
Amen.
Your light can't shine through all that worldly stuff. Clean up.
Hallelujah.
Come out from among them and be sanctified. Clean up, Joseph.
Amen.
The Bible said we should know how to possess our possession and sanctification in honor. Good God.
Amen.
We got to live this life.
Amen.
Walk this walk. Talk this talk.
Yes.
Talk this talk.
Preach
it. The same Jesus
that's
coming
same
back
Jesus.
One day. And
so
he's looking for a church without a spot or a rancor. That same Jesus
yes,
going to come in the clouds where he gave
Amen.
A blow that trumpet. It's going to be so loud. The dead in Christ going to rise first.
Amen.
But if you died in sin, you can't hear it. If you
Amen.
Died a whoremonger, if you died
Amen.
A whore, if
Preach
you died
it.
A lesbian, if you died a pedophile, a homosexual, had you died a stealer, a drinker, a liar, a gambler, a hypocrite, you can't hear that trumpet because you died in sin. But the Bible said the dead in Christ going to rise first. That same Jesus died. He died once. He don't die no more.
Amen.
They spared him in the side. Good God Almighty.
Jesus.
They nailed nails in his feet and in his hand. Put a crown on his head. That same Jesus
word.
Hung his head and died.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. He said, forgive them, but they know not what they're doing.
Amen.
That same Jesus,
same Jesus
rode the third day.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And the Mary Magdalene and the other women saw him, went to see him. Thank you, at the tomb.
Amen.
But he hadn't risen. He told him to go tell the disciples to meet me at Galilee. That same Jesus,
same Jesus
gave the woman the first commandment, gave the woman the first word, and you men got the audacity to fight women.
You need, word, to
up, you need to shut up and sit down and leave these women alone. For her, I have told you before and before again,
uh-huh.
I have turned loose my deaf angel upon the land. I have unleashed judgment upon my people, upon
Jesus.
The false prophets. They coming down. I'm stacking them high and I'm stacking them lower. But yeah, I send the deaf angels. But yeah, I send the destroyer angel. But yeah, I send the afflict angel on my people's in public. I have revealed to them, to my people, what I do for the one that betrayed me, for the one that denied me, for the one that don't obey me. I have revealed to my people what kind of God I am. I am a loving God. I am a trusting
Amen.
God. I am a faithful God. But I also am a killer. Hushata. He cut my bow shot now. We got to go.
Jesus.
I don't want to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Amen.
I shut now. Thank you, Jesus. God
Thank
bless
you,
y'all.
God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come on, get saved. Come on, go to heaven with us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God, sir.
Come on, go to heaven. We love you.
Uh-huh.
God love you.
Amen.
Cry out for your soul.
Yes, yes.
Love
yes.
you in Jesus' name. Praise and praise him.
Amen. Woo!
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
Hey, Alex Winterfest is coming back to Alexandria, and it's better than ever! Join us December 5th through 7th for ice skating, live music, food trucks, art vendors, and Santa! That's just the beginning! Check out the dazzling light bays and the best spots to take those holiday selfies!
Cute!
And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without Rudolph the Bucking Reindeer! Get set for Fest December 5th through 7th only in downtown Alexandria! For more information, visit alexwinterfest.com or Facebook. See you there!
The City of Alexandria is another proud sponsor of this station.
K-A-Y-T and K-Q-J-O-F-F. We're five cities strong all day long. Leader. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focus, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr.
Saints of God, we were talking about that the word of God cannot be bound. You know, we know that the word of God is tried and true. It is a tried and true word from God. It is holy, it's righteous, it's pure, it's indestructible, it is the incorruptible word of God. We know that God, who is the great I am, he is the one and only true God. He's our creator. He's our father. He made us. You know, he made the worlds and everything that's in them. His word is spirit and truth. And he is the truth. In the book of John, it says that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. You know, we're talking about the importance of the word of God. It is the word of faith. So we're talking about the importance of the word of faith. Let's not have a spirit of unbelief. You know, God gave you all that the very best that he had was his son, Jesus Christ. Now let us give God our full belief, our full faith and confidence in him. You know, we are to give him our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and all of our strength. God wants you to know that from our part, that our prayers are not being answered, that our prayers are not being, they're not being answered. He hears our prayers, but he can't answer those prayers. You know, he wants us to know that he cannot meet our needs until we pray the right prayer, until we do the right things before him. This is what God needs us to know. You know, we need to watch how we view the word of God. See, God cannot help it if you have a bad view of the word, if you have a bad view of him. This is stuff we have to correct ourselves. How we see God, we have to correct that. You know, and how we handle the word of God, we have to correct that, because it's all in the word of God, just how we're supposed to do things. God will not leave out anything that we're supposed to do toward him and toward the kingdom of God. He would not leave that out, you know. So Paul told Timothy, God's word is not bound and it's not tied up. That's what he told him. You know, what does that mean? That, you know, we might be bound. What does that mean? Of unbelief, of ignorance, of doubt. We may be not doing the things that God said do because we're in some kind of a rut or it's a stronghold of the devil. You know, we may be accusing God of not helping us. You know, but you need to see what Malachi says, and I'm going to read that. What he's saying about this, you know, when we start talking about God and saying things about God and mumbling under our breath, oh, that's bad. That's not good. But in Malachi, the third chapter, he starts off talking about paying tithes and offerings to God. And he was asking the people, you know, would a man rob God? He asked them that question, would a man rob God? And he went on to say, yes, in tithes and in offerings. But what I want you to see is that the tribe of Judah was in a backslidden condition. These are the people that he was talking to. And they was robbing God, and it brought on a curse. It brought a curse upon them. That's the first thing that happened to them. And God commanded them, and he challenged them, you know, to bring all the tithes and the offerings into the storehouse. And he said if they did that, they would have a sevenfold blessing. You know the story. You know that story. God said in verse 10, he would open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they wouldn't have room enough to receive it, you know. And he said, also said that he would rebuke the devourer for their sake, you know. And God was going on, she was going on to do this for those people. He was going to do this for those people. But they had certain stipulations that they had to follow. You know, they had to start bringing the tithes and the offerings, and they had to stop being in a backslidden condition. In verse 13, it says, the people were murmuring, and they just was in a real backslidden condition. And they was murmuring and complaining. They was insincere, and they continued to rebel against God. And in Malachi 13, God said to these people, he says, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have I spoken so much against thee? These people are talking back to God. You know, he said, well, what have we said so much against thee? And this is what he said. He says, ye have said, it is vain to serve God. Man, listen to that. It is vain to serve God. I wonder how many of us have said stuff like that. Well, I don't know. It's not profiting me to serve him because he's not listening to me. He's not answering my prayers. Does that sound like something some of us have said? And he said, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? You know, what are you murmuring about? You know, what are you being insincere about? And how we're living this life of Christ. This is something that God wants us to think about. You have to first remember that these words was put here for our benefit. Now, it might have been somebody else did them years and centuries ago, but it's still for our benefit. What are you saying about God? How are you murmuring toward God? Oh, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to remember that God hears our thoughts. He knows our thoughts before we even speak them. You know, what are you saying? You know, why God is not answering my prayers? You know, some people are saying this. Why did he take my children? Why did my husband have to die? Why did my wife have to die? Why did I lose my home? These are some of the things that we're saying. We're not unlike these people. We're human beings. And all humans think alike. I don't care how many years ago it was that they lived on this earth. We all think alike. Because God made us all thinking alike. You know? You know, we might be saying, you know, these people, you know, they have plenty of money. They have plenty of money. And I don't have very much money. So, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Why God haven't given me some more money? You know, these are the things that we're saying and we're murmuring and complaining against God. But I want you to know, God hears everything we say. You know, we might be saying, oh, they have fine homes. They have fine cars, you know, and they don't serve the Lord dogmatically like I do. I go to church every Sunday, you know. I live for God. I pray. I give to the poor. These are some of the things that people are saying today. I've heard it. I've heard people say that. What are you saying against God? What are you murmuring about? And this insincereness, you know, we're not sincere about what we're doing for the Lord. We hit and miss here and there. Well, This is the same mindset that those people of the tribe of Judah, they had toward God. We need to check ourselves. God knows our thoughts before we even think them. So who are we? Who are we fooling? I'm asking you this question. Who are you fooling? God that's wise, that made you, that know everything, that know your heart, that know your thoughts before you think them? I don't think so. You may be fooling somebody in the church. You may be fooling your pastor. You may be fooling your neighbor, your friends, your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother, but you're certainly not fooling God. You know, we live insincere lives, and we think God will reward that. You got another thing coming. You know, God will hear us when we pray, but we have to be sincere. You know, in the scripture in Deuteronomy, he said we have to serve God with our whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, and with our whole, all of our strength. This is how we have to serve God. And then he will answer us. And he said he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive it. And then he said he will rebuke the devourer for our sake. God has never changed. He does not show respect to person. So let's look inside of ourselves. Let's take a look inside of ourselves and see what's going on. You know, it's something that we're doing or something that we're not doing that's holding up our prayers and keeping our prayers from being answered. So what we're doing or what we're not doing, we need to make the corrections. It's up to us. We're the one that have to correct ourselves. The word of God will correct us, but we have to do the work to correct those acts and deeds that we're doing that are against God. You know, we have to get into the subject of faith. We have to get in that faith, and we have to stay in that faith. And we have to continue to go deeper and deeper into the word of God. And this is what we're doing in this lesson, and in the next few lessons to come, we're going to take you deeper and deeper into the word of God. Through faith, we can have our needs met. God will even give us the desires of our heart through faith. And we can have our heart's desires, everything that we want, everything that we desire. You know, we desire to live a good life, a clean life, a righteous life, a holy life. We desire to help people here on earth, to be givers, you know, to give to people that need. Well, we have to have money to give. We have to have it to give or we can't give it. So God is saying that if you do the things that I tell you to do, then I will open the windows of heaven and I will holler the bo shada da ha. I will pour you out a blessing that you are not going to have room enough to receive it. And then not only that, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. How many know Satan is devouring us? He's devouring our crops that we plant. You know, he's devouring the very food that we have. He's devouring that. He's taking it from us. Devour, I mean, he's just consuming it. He's taking it away. Our money doesn't seem to quite make it from the first of the month to the end of the month. Our money sometimes play out in the middle of the month. Now, you know that's the devourer. So check yourself. Make sure that you're doing the things that you said you're supposed to do. And Malachi said, my people are robbing me. And they asked God, they said, well, how are we robbing you? He said, through tithes and offerings. Pay your tithes. Pay your offerings. Do the things that God is calling you to do. And when you do that, God says he will give you a sevenfold blessing. You know, through faith, we can have our needs met. We can have the desires of our heart. God will rebuke that devourer for our sake. And we will receive that sevenfold blessings from God. Saints, I want you to understand, this is, we're not playing. We're being sincere, all sincere. I'm asking you to get your heart together, get your mind together, get your thinking together. Become sincere in what you're doing for the Lord. Stop just putting on a show for the people at church or the people in your neighborhood or even maybe the people in your home.